Police reform wasn't on the radar of most Kentucky lawmakers when Louisville police killed Breonna Taylor last March. But after months of protests calling for change, politicians began to pay attention. Demonstrations led to some new policies. The city of Louisville passed a ban on no-knock warrants, and Lexington temporarily suspended them. Our Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says police reforms are moving forward at the statewide level, but they're not everything the protesters hoped for.
It felt like there was a lot of momentum to pass policing reforms in Kentucky last year. During a demonstration in Louisville in early June, thousands showed up to protest the police killing of Breonna Taylor. In Louisville, there was some pretty quick action, a citywide ban on no-knock warrants and the creation of a citizen review board to oversee police. And in the state legislature, lawmakers from both parties voiced support for banning no-knocks and putting other reforms in place. But so far this legislative session, results have been mixed. Democratic Representative Attica Scott's bill to ban no-knock warrants, Breonna's Law for Kentucky, will get its first hearing this week.
Breonna Taylor deserves to have her name on a piece of legislation in Kentucky that protects other Kentuckians from over-policing and violent policing.
Scott's bill would also create penalties for police who don't turn on their body cameras and require drug and alcohol testing after police fire their weapons. But leaders of the Republican-led legislature have been advancing a different bill that would only limit no-knocks to searches involving alleged violent crimes. The bill is sponsored by the president of the state Senate, Robert Stivers, and Scott says they haven't been working together on the issue.
He expressed no interest in supporting the efforts of our community that's been working so hard on this legislation. And it just makes absolutely no sense. It's just erasing our efforts.
Nonetheless, Stivers' bill is the one that's moving. It passed unanimously out of the state Senate and will get a hearing in the House this week. Another item protesters in Louisville have been calling for is giving subpoena power to the city's new civilian review board. The legislature would have to authorize that. But proposals so far would only indirectly give subpoena power to the board. A House bill would require subpoenas to be approved by a Metro Council committee. Republican Representative Jason Nemus says elected officials, not citizens, should be the ones to sign off on subpoenas.
That is, as everyone knows, a very big and awesome power. The documents would come to the Ethics Committee of elected officials. When if they misbehave, they can be run out of office.
The issue has also gotten caught up in local party politics. The bill would make several changes to Louisville governance, like reducing the number of terms a mayor can serve from 3 to 2. Meanwhile, protesters have continued to apply pressure on the legislature. Last week, a caravan of demonstrators gathered at the Capitol to call for the passage of Breonna's Law, Representative Attica Scott's bill, and the legislature has been advancing proposals to boost penalties for people who protest. Republican Senator Danny Carroll is a retired police officer from Paducah. He sponsored a bill that would make it a crime to insult a police officer, saying police need to be able to react to disrespectful behavior.
If you see in these riots, you see people getting up in officers' faces, yelling in their ears, doing everything they can to provoke a violent response. But there has to be a method to allow officers to react to that, because that does nothing but incite those around that vicinity. And it furthers and it escalates the riotous behavior.
Another bill would give Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron power to prosecute common protest charges like disorderly conduct, unlawful assembly, and obstructing a roadway, which are normally handled locally. Cameron is also forming a task force to study search warrant policies, though the panel is mostly made up of government officials and organizations representing police, judges, and prosecutors. There's only a little more time in this year's annual legislative session. It ends on March 30th. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Ryland Barton.